Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. We're already about 8 lines into the page at Tan Rabbanan. So the Gemara is going to explain how much you have to tear for Kriya. Tan Rabbanan, Tchilas Kriya Tefach Vitosefes, that the original Kriya that you tear is a Tefach, and Vitosefes, when you add to the Kriya, Shalosh Etzba'os, then you add 3 more Etzba'os. The Tefach is the size of a fist, 3 Etzba'os is the size of the width of your thumb times 3. Divra Meir, it's Rameir, it's Rabbi Yudha, Meir Tchilas Kriya Shalosh Etzba'os, Vitosefes, Kol Shehu. The original Kriya only needs to be 3 Etzba'os to begin with. When you add to a Kriya, then it only needs to be Kol Shehu. When would you ever add to a Kriya? So that's what we discussed last time, that if you tear Kriya on the Mikdash, then you see Yerushalayim, you only have to add a little bit to it. Amr Ula Halach Rameir Bekriya, Halach Rabbi Yudha Vitosefes. We pass on like Rabbi Meir that the original Kriya has to be a Tefach, but we pass on like Rabbi Yudha that when you add to the Kriya, it only has to be a little bit. Tanya Namiyachim of Abraisa says this way, Rabbi Yossi Amr Tchilas Kriya Tefach, Vitosefes Kolshu, the original Kriya can be a Tefach, and the whatever you add to the Kriya could be just a tiny bit. Tan Rabbanan, Amr Lo Meis Aviv Vikara. If they tell a person that his father died, and then he tears Kriya, to the point that he exposes his heart, Meis Bino, and then they tell him, your son died, Vahosif, and he adds more to the Kriya, Tachton Misache, he's allowed to sew up the part that he tore for his son, because that the halacha is that you're only not allowed to sew up the part that you tear for a parent's Kriya. Elyoneinu Misache, so the top part of the garment he's not allowed to sew up. Meis Bino Vikara, but if they first tell him that his son died and he tore Kriya, Meis Aviv Vahosif, and then they tell him that his father died, so he added to the Kriya, Elyon Misacha, Tachtonena Misacha. So then it's the reverse. He's allowed to sew up the top part, which he did for the son, but not the bottom part. So the Brisa continues. If they tell him at the same time, Meis Aviv, Imo, Meis Achiv, Meis Achoso, Korea Kera Echad, Lekulan. If they tell you about all sorts of different relatives that all died at the same time, he could tear one big Kriya. Rabbi Yudha Miseir Omer, Al Kulan Kera Echad, Valav Vimo Kera Echad. Now all other relatives together, you could tear one Kriya, but then separately you need to tear Kriya for father and mother. You can't just add a kara that was made for a kriya of father and mother. That has to be independent. My time, well, what's the reason of Rabbi Yudha Miseira that it needs its own kriya? Amram Nachum Yitzchak, Lefishein B'Tosefes, it's not appropriate. Father and mother is on a totally different madrega, and therefore their kriya has to be completely separate. So main point number one, so Amr Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yudha Miseira, Shmuel says we paskin like Rabbi Yudha Miseira. I guess we'll make a main point here already. Well, the main point number one is that when a person hears about multiple deaths, he can tear a single kriya, but kriya for parents has to be done independent of kriya for other relatives. So Shmuel says we pass on like Rabbi Yudha Miseir in that way, that you need a separate kriya for parents than you do from other relatives. Ask Gemara, Mi Amar Shmuel Hachi, does Shmuel really say that way? Amar Shmuel Hachi, Divrei Mekel B'Havel, doesn't Shmuel say that Halacha follows the lenient opinion by Avelos? Answers Gemara, very important, Avelos L'chud U'Kriya L'chud. Yeah, by Avelos we follow the lenient opinion, but not necessarily by Kriya. Kriya is a different din than Avelos. So now we go on more Halachas of Kriya. Ad Heichon Korea. How far down on the Begad do you have to be Korea? Ad, or can you still be Korea? Ad Tiburo, until his belly button, but no lower than that. Yeshom Ramad Libo, some say just until the heart. The Afal Pishen, Raya Ludover, Zech Ludover, even though there's no proof to it, there's a hint to it. Shnemar, Vikiru Levavchem, Vial Bigdechem, that you should tear by your heart. So you see, that's the source. Higil Tiburo, once the tearing has reached all the way down to his belly button, Marchik Shalosh Etzba'os, he should go back to the hem of the beged, to the collar of the beged, go 3 etzba'os away, v'koreya, and start tearing over there. I mean, we're assuming the guy keeps the same beged that he keeps tearing for each of his relatives. Nismali milafanov, once the whole front of the beged is full of tears, machziru l'achorov, he could turn it around to the back and start tearing there. Nismali milamala, if the whole top of the beged is full of tears, hovcha milamata, you could flip it around to the bottom. Vakreya milamata, minatstadin lo yatsa, but if you tear while you're ripping from the bottom or from the sides of the beged, a person is not yotze. Elisha kohen gadol, pore milamata. It's just that a kohen gadol loses a relative, shreds the garment from the bottom, but normally one is not yotze kriya when tearing from the bottom. So, the next main point is that one can tear many kriyos on a single beged, but he cannot tear from the bottom or the side of the beged. Pligur of Masa Mar Ukva, there's this discussion about adding to a Kriya is Machlokas from Masa Mar Ukva. It's Ravai Mishmeid Avod Shmuel V'Levi. And they both say it in the name of Avod Shmuel Levi. Chadam, or one of them, says, Kol Shiva, the first 7 days after you tore Kriya on one dead body, and if someone else dies, Korea, you have to tear a new Kriya. And you're not Yotze with adding to the old one. But La'achar Shiva, once 7 days are over, Mosif, then you could just add to the existing Kriya. V'chad Amar, close Shloshim Korea, Lachar Shloshim Mosif. And the other opinion says, no, even within Shloshim, you're going to have to tear a new Kriya. Once it's after Shloshim that someone dies, then you could just add to the existing Kriya. Maskar Abizera, Mandi Amar, Kol Shiva Korea, Amai. Why is it that for 7 days you have to tear a new Kriya? Because you can't pin it back up at all during the Shiva, and therefore if you add to the Kriya during the Shiva, it will look like just a continuation of the original Kriya. So what we said before, that a woman can safety pin her torn clothing right away. So by a woman, if she hears about another dead body, can she just tear the same garment again, if it's during Shiva? Hasu mishum kvarisha, who know. Over there, we only make a special rule of her safety pinning her clothing closed because of the dignity of the woman. But still, she would have the same laws of when to tear a new kriya and when not to as anybody else. The one that says that it's only after shloshim that you're allowed to just add to the kriya, but within the shloshim you're not allowed to. Amai, why is it that shloshim is the defining line? Because you can't, you're not going to be able to fully sew it back together within 30 days. I love machinami. So if you tore kriya for a parent where you're never allowed to fully sew it back together, should we say that you're never allowed to just add to the kriya? No, you are allowed to. That's just a special din of an honor for the parent. If someone goes out in front of the dead body that he has to tear kriya on, and he already has a beged that's pre-torn, hareza gozel esameis, and that's like you're stealing from the dead body because you're not tearing for him, ve'esachayim, and you're also being gonev das, you're doing gonev estas and all the living people because they think that you tore for this mace and really you didn't. Let's say you say to your friend, listen, my father's sick, really sick, and I need to go visit him. Can I borrow your shirt to go visit him? And then the guy goes and visits his father and sees that he's dead. Korea, he's allowed to tear the borrowed clothing, uma'acho, but he's allowed to sew it up and repair it right away. When he gets back home, he's got to return the shirt to the guy he borrowed from and pay for the damage done. But if he never let the guy who's lending it know that he was going to visit his father, then a sick father who's dying, then he's not allowed to touch that baguette because it's as if he doesn't have permission to tear it. One only has permission to tear something. One's only allowed to tear someone else's clothing if he has permission to do so. Tanrabban, we have a brisa. Cholish shemes lo meis. If let's say you have a sick person who loses a close relative, ein modiin also shemes shemetitar of daito alav. We don't want to let him know about that because we're afraid it may cause him a lot of anguish and may cause him to get sicker. Ein makarin b'fanav, and we don't tear kriya in front of him. Umishatkin as anoshim ipanav, and we make sure that the women don't carry on in front of him because then it's again going to distress him. Umakarin lekatan, and we tear kriya for a katan who's one of his relatives dies, even though the katan is not chayiv in mitzvos, mipnei agmas nefesh, so that people who see the katan who has torn clothing should get upset and they should mourn the loss. V'korin al chamiv al chamoso mipnei kvod ishto, and one tears kriya for the death of his father-in-law and his mother-in-law out of respect for his wife. V'am Rav Papa Tanabe Vel Rabasi. Rav Papa says we learned in a brisa in the Seches Machos. When a person is sitting Shiva, he's not allowed to hold a baby in his lap, because that's going to lead to inappropriate laughter. And that's going to seem very inappropriate to other people. So that's going to be something that looks terrible if a person is sitting Shiva to have children on his lap and to be laughing and carrying on like that. So a number of main points to point out over here. Number one, we could say that machlokas. We have a machlokas whether one is whether one is allowed to add to a kriya only after 7 days from the first kriya or after 30 days from the first kriya. Then another point is that if a person borrows a shirt, he can only tear kriya on that shirt if he has permission. Another main point, if you have a person who's ill and a relative dies, then we don't tell him because we don't want him to get sicker. We'll go on from there. Vein Ravin El Al Mito Sekufa. So we said in the Mishnah, we only give a Suda Savra on upright chairs. Tanu Rabbanan. The Brisa says, HaHolich LeBeis HaEvel. If you have a relative of the Avel that goes to the Avel's house to comfort him and to give him a Suda Savra, Im Hayu Libo Gaspo. If it's the kind of person that the Avel is very comfortable with, he's very close to, he's a friend of his, Yavruhu. So they can feed the Avelim. The Avelim can give him what to eat, even to a Karov who's being Menachem. They can give him from the Suda Savra when he sits with them. Almitos Kfuyos, on turned upside down beds, just like the Avelim themselves would do. Vimlav, but if it's someone that the Avel's not so comfortable with, then Yavru Almitos Sekufos. Then it should only be on upright beds. He should only be sitting on an upright bed. Rava Itre Bimils, Rava had a situation where he became an Avel. Ol gabe Abba Bar Marta do Abba Bar Minyomi. Abba Bar Marta, who happens to be the same guy as Abba Bar Minyomi, came to be Menachem him. Rava Zakif, Rava stood the bed up. Since they weren't such close relatives and Rava wasn't so comfortable with Abba Bar Marta, Abba Bar Marta Kafi, and Abba Bar Marta turned the bed upside down. So Rava said when he saw this, Kama lespe daita lahaitso merabanan, that this guy, this rabbi, doesn't know what he's doing. I put the bed standing up because I'm telling him I'm not that comfortable with him. And he didn't understand, and he turns the bed right back upside down. So, last main point, when giving a su'udas havra'a, when giving the first meal, called the su'udas havra'a, if the avel is comfortable with the person, then they sit on turned over beds. But if the avel is not so comfortable with him, they sit on upright beds. So, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the last few words on the page, Tanu Rabbanan.